On the Salisbury University campus, students and faculty can be seen biking all over campus, but many students commute from home to class without the benefit of a bike lane. Given this fact, SU senior Kevin Rowe has created a petition for a bike lane to be added to Bateman and Only Road and South Division Street. According to the Maryland State Highway Administration, there were 24 bicycle crashes in Wicomico County last year. Rowe stated that his goal in creating this petition is to reduce the amount of bicycle accidents in the Salisbury area.
Of course, back there with University Village and Cedar Crossing, the seasons, it's probably one of the heaviest student off-campus locations. And, you know, these kids are having to cross this road and go down Bateman Street, but the road does not facilitate, you know, the ease of riding their bike down there, and they have to go against traffic to get to campus. You wonder how many people would be willing to bike if there was the right facilities like a bike lane or a proper crossing area for that road.
Rowe has collected around 475 signatures from SU students and faculty supporting his petition. Rowe created the petition for a senior seminar class, but he said he plans to join with residents and take the issue to city council. Rowe said that not only will a bike lane be safer for cyclists, but it also will help with the stress of campus parking.
Of course, it's a safety concern, but also parking on campus is already an issue. So the more we can encourage students to either walk or bike or use alternative means of transportation, the better it will help alleviate the stress of the parking situation on campus, make Salisbury University a greener, more bike-friendly university.
This is Chelsea Pounds for Delmarva Public Radio.